Welcome back to Current Affairs, our show about the stories of love gone fatally wrong that are in the news right now. We start today with a quick and, we have to say, grimly satisfying update. You might remember us telling you the story of Timothy Bleefnik. He was the husband and father who had at one point gone on Family Feud. And he said that saying I do was the biggest mistake he had made at his wedding.
On February 23rd, that very same wife, Rebecca, was found gunned down in her home after having failed to pick up her kids from school. Timothy was arrested and charged in March. A couple of weeks ago, his trial began, and we are happy to report that he has been convicted. He hasn't been sentenced yet, but hopefully this brings Rebecca's family some measure of closure.
Moving to today's main case, this story basically confirms every bad thing that people might have told you about online dating 20 years ago. 47-year-old Melody Sasser is a Tennessee woman who seems totally normal in so many ways. She likes to hike. She was an environmental compliance specialist. She worked a job to get by at the Pilot Flying J truck stop. And when it came to love, like so many of us, she turned to a dating app to find a match. In her case, it was in fact Match.com.
One of the men she met was named David Wallace. David was an Air Force veteran and Department of Energy emergency manager. David and Melody had become hiking buddies, with Melody reportedly helping David with an Appalachian Trail hike, making him reservations at hostels and rest points for him, as well as looking after his car while he was away.
It's not clear from the criminal affidavit if there ever was a real romantic relationship between Melody, who again was in Tennessee, and David, who lived in Birmingham, Alabama. Things went haywire, however, when last fall, David let Melody know that he was getting married to someone else. Melody did not take it well. Her first response was telling David, "I hope you both fall off a cliff and die." And honestly, her actions just got so much worse from there.
Melody began stalking David's fiance and then wife, Jennifer, using the fitness app Strava, which is connected to her Garmin watch. This allows her to track Jennifer's whereabouts and patterns. At one point, she showed up at David and Jennifer's house unannounced. Jennifer also found unexplained damage to her car and received numerous threatening and untraceable phone calls. But then it got even wilder.
Melody used what one would have to say is considerable, if widely misplaced, energy into finding a dark web crime marketplace called the Online Killers Market. The site offered various criminal services ranging from kidnapping to extortion to disfigurement by acid attack to sexual violence to, you guessed it, murder.
The site offered a forum where prospective clients could ask questions of the hitman for hire and then could create an account where they would be able to submit an order for their precise requirements. From there, the market would provide them a quote and assign them a killer.
Much to Nathaniel, my husband, who has a crypto podcast chagrin, the Online Killers Market used Bitcoin as its means of exchange. In early January of 2023, a user named Katri exchanged a number of messages with the administrator of the Online Killers Market. In those messages, Katri provided Jennifer Wallace's full name, a home address in Alabama, as well as an escrow payment of 0.4179 Bitcoin, which was about $7,500 at the time.
Katri also provided descriptions of David and Jennifer's car, as well as their license plate numbers. She even identified that they have three dogs. They bark and jump, but nice dogs. In addition to all of that information, Katri also gave specific instructions for the murder to be carried out. Katri wanted it to appear random or accidentally. They even suggested planting drugs on the body once the job was done.
Katri was not a patient customer. Numerous screenshots show the user haranguing the admin asking for an update, with just about the most let-me-speak-to-the-manager energy of anyone to ever use a hitman website. In March, Katri complained about how long the murder was taking to happen. "I have waited 2 months and 11 days and the job is not completed," they wrote. "Does it need to be assigned to someone else? Will it be done? What is the delay?"
I'm shocked that she's not counting down the hours.
And the seconds. The administrator responded, "He just failed as he did not attempt it yet. He felt like is too risky for him to do it. Regards, admin." Katri furiously responded, Yesterday, she worked from home and went for a 2-mile walk by herself, assigned to another that can complete the job.
Unfortunately for Kattree, who of course turned out to be Melody Sasser, the online killer's market had, shockingly, attracted the attention of numerous global law agencies. On April 27th, an unnamed foreign law enforcement agency alerted the Department of Homeland Security that there was a planned assassination targeting Jennifer Wallace.
Tracking the financial transactions was key to establishing the connection. Law enforcement subpoenaed Bitcoin ATM operator CoinHub, who had both identity information and transaction data on Melody that linked her to the Kattree account. Turns out, Bitcoin is a lot less pseudonymous when you use a Bitcoin service that requires identifying yourself using your license and Facebook profile picture.
Investigators were able to match cash deposit purchases of Bitcoin Melody made at the CoinHub ATM in Knoxville, Tennessee, with transfers to Online Killer's Market and could connect her CoinHub verification phone number with the Kattree user. In total, Melody sent nearly $10,000 worth of Bitcoin without ever getting her hit.
Womp womp. From there, establishing further connections between Melody and the strange incidents surrounding Jennifer was fairly simple. For example, analyzing automated license plate reader data, Melody's car was shown to be close to Jennifer's office on numerous occasions. Of course, it also helped that as soon as federal agents informed Jennifer about the assassination plot, she was basically like, yeah, that's definitely Melody.
The feds initially tried to set up a sting using an undercover agent, but ultimately opted to just arrest her. That arrest happened on May 11th. Last week, the Daily Beast acquired the unsealed criminal complaint. And since then, the story has exploded all around the internet.
Now, one extra spicy detail of the whole story is that many speculate that Online Killer's Market isn't actually a hitman marketplace at all, but simply a scam to relieve some murderous sleazeballs of their Bitcoin. In January of this year, another woman was arrested for something quite similar.
43-year-old British citizen Helen Hewlett became infatuated with her 50-year-old colleague, Paul Belton. The mother of five was working with Paul at the Linda McCartney Vegetarian Food Factory. When he rejected her, Helen used an anonymous browser to search. I'm actually kind of impressed that she used an anonymous browser.
Right?
Yeah. To search the dark web and also came across the Online Killer's Marketplace. She would go on to transfer more than £22,000 to the site along with all of Paul's information, saying, "It's vital. It looks like an accident."
I feel like the Online Killer's Marketplace really, like, planned for SEO with that name. They're like, what's going to be the first thing when you Google the dark web that comes up? Online Killer's Marketplace.
It's perfect.
It's perfect. Surprise, surprise, the hit never happened, and police were able to identify and find Helen because she used a Coinbase account, which, again, requires full identity verification to use its services. To send the ill-intended Bitcoin to the seemingly fake hitman marketplace. Of course, we here at Love Murder do not condone financial scams, whether they're related to crypto or otherwise. But I gotta say, Andy, it doesn't completely break my heart that this scam seems to be just relieving murderous people of their cryptocurrencies.
I'd say in this case, it's good they don't have a Yelp page, so.
1 star! For Online Killer's Marketplace. They have not killed the person I have paid them to.
I have waited too long.
Well, we're glad that Jennifer is safe, as well as Paul Belton. And this was really a ride this week.
Yes.
Until next time, I'm Jessie Prey.
And I'm Andy Cassette, signing off for Love, Murder, Current Affairs.